Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now more of Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You can also check us out on Radio.com. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
On this 20th day of December, a day that, believe it or not, Bob Hope became a U.S. citizen back in the day. The day that, and this is crazy.
He wasn't already?
He was born in England.
He wasn't already?
He was not. He was born in England. Bob Hope. The man
really?
That more, yes, he
never
was.
Never knew that.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm here for, insignificant information. Now, this is crazy. One of the most optimistic and uplifting movies came out on this day right as World War II was ending. It's A Wonderful Life, the one that people get sick of watching sometime around December 15th, and they got 10 days left.
There are some people who never get sick of watching that film.
Really?
There's some people. And you know what? They're of all ages. You would think it would be something that someone of a certain age would get into because it's black and white. It's Jimmy Stewart. I talked with a young lady at a grocery store. I said, so what are you going to do? It's going to be, you know, like it could be rainy, nasty weather leading up to Christmas. And so you're going to have something to eat at home. Let's have something to eat at home and watch It's a Wonderful Life. And I'm like,
that's part of the holidays for them. Okay.
So, yeah, it just appears, it continues to have that appeal. It does.
Also on this date, The Godfather 2. Not The Godfather. Godfather 2 was released. And bringing it back to sports, this was the day that Howard Cosell retired. He had had enough. Was it the Dooku Kim boxing match where he died in the ring where Howard just shut it down?
Ray Mancini.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Ray Boom Boom Mancini, Dooku Kim. That was who he was fighting.
Yeah, Dooku Kim. Yeah,
was Ray Boom Boom Mancini. It may have been that, but I know it was boxing that drove. He just got kind of repulsed with it. Something that he had been such a part of, and that, you know, gave him a lot of his fame. Obviously, his connection with Muhammad Ali. But
his signature call.
In the end, he was saying boxing should be abolished. But it was down goes Frazier.
There you go. That's when you know you're an all-time great. You got a signature moment or call, something like that. Howard Cosell. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Before we get into things locally here, Mr. Crenshaw, we have to do something we haven't done in a while. We're having fun. We're just before Christmas. We haven't played our game. And I think it's important that we do it once because we've been challenged. One of our guests says that he can do a better job. Then, well, really, it's you. He's putting up, you know, putting you back against the wall because you don't do it to me. You don't have the game at your house, so I'm usually asking you the questions. Chris Mahler from Saturday Down South coming up
man.
In 1 hour is going to join us. We're going to talk college football, but he wants to play the one game that we play here, and that's the 5-second game. It couldn't be easier. You guys can do it at home. By the way, can you hear this?
That's the bell.
Okay, good. That's going to be the bell letting you know the 5 seconds is over with. But we're going to do a quick one, Mr. Crenshaw. Do you want to do one or two?
You can do a couple.
Do a couple? Okay, we'll do your best out of three. Best out of three. If you don't know the game, I'm going to ask Mr. Oh, sorry, that's right. Let's make it official. It's the 5-second game. I'm going to ask Mr. Crenshaw a quick question, and he has to name three, or I'm going to name something. He has 5 seconds to name three of the items connected with what I'm going to ask him. He has to name three things connected with the item I'm going to ask him. I've got a timer here. It's going to go. Sam, you ready?
Ready.
In 5 seconds, I need you to name me three airports. Three airports. Go.
LAX, Hartsfield Jackson, LaGuardia.
There you go. You're one for one. Okay. Mr. Crenshaw, stay control of the board stays with you. You're ready. Give me three. Name three excuses to give for calling off work. Excuses. Three excuses for giving to calling off work. Go.
You're sick, dog sick, child sick.
Ken, we'll check with the judges. Does that one work?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely.
Okay. And last one. Name me three board games. Three board games. Go.
Monopoly, Scrabble, Checkers.
You have never had a clean sweep. This is the first time. I think it was the fact that we got competition coming up that you got better at it. Congrats,
yeah. Man. See, I'm not going to charge you a two-drink minimum like he is.
Yeah, and plus you ain't beating Sam in his own house. So there you go. That's the five-second game. Chris Mahler coming in here talking about that stuff. So we just have some fun with that. Hey, again, coming up next, we're going to talk to Marcus Hood. He's the basketball coach at Marietta High School. A couple things that are going on there. We'll find out what's going on with the program. And also, we'll talk about the Lemon Street Classic. And you are obviously wanting to ask the first question that we're going to ask, too. What is the Lemon Street Classic, and why is it called the Lemon Street? So yeah, we will talk.
I'm going to let you ask him that. I'm going to let you ask okay. him.
And then the chances.
But also logistics, because just yes. like we talked about with football, teams been dropping out and coming in, he's had to deal with all those things and organizing this event. And this is an event that's not just one game or one day. We're talking about multiple games or multiple days. So it's been a real headache. But, you know, he still was ready to talk with us about it. That's coming up in a few minutes.
And listen,
but, we're into the – go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I've been burying the lead all day. We've been here an hour and 10 minutes and haven't talked about the guest that we should have mentioned first that's going to be joining us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, and that's D. Orlando Ledbetter. Who's bigger than D-Led, right?
D-Led will be with us as well. We have things to talk about the Falcons with and Tom Brady. So that's coming up in 8 o'clock hour. But I want to get to the high school games. We now have the matchups for the state championships, which are going to take place over at Center Park Stadium at Georgia State University, Pete's Place. And so we run down from the winners in Class 7A. It will be Collins Hill against Grayson, an all-Gwinnett County game, as they were both winners on Friday night. Beaufort is going to take on Lee County in the 6A game. Beaufort, 45, Valdosta, 26. Coach Rush Probst. Man, they were getting boat raced there in the first half of this game. I'd never seen a team that he's coached get beat down. I've seen them administer beat downs like that. But Valdosta gets beat big time, and Beaufort rolls on to the state championship game against Lee. In the 5A championship game, it will be Cartersville against Warner Robins. They were both winners on Friday night. The 4A championship game, both undefeated, Marist against Jefferson. We go to the 3A tilt. It will be Oconee County, who won a thriller, beating Greater Atlanta Christian 21-20 to get into the final. They're going to take on Pierce County in the 3A championship game. The 2A championship game will be Callaway against Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald is a perfect 14-0. In the single-A public, it will be Irwin County. They were defending champions from last year against Brooks County. They were 42-0 winners over Clinch. And in the single-A private, 50-3 winners were Prince Avenue. And they're taking on Trinity Christian out of Sharpsburg. Those are your matchups. This will be after Christmas, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday after Christmas will be the state championship games for football. Now, also, it's semifinal time for girls flag football. The girls are going to get to go indoors this week, Greg. They're going to get to play at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Wednesday, this Wednesday.
Okay.
You know, and they're going to get to play the semifinals. They will play their championship games on Monday, the week after Christmas, at Pete's Place. But you got these games coming up Thursday at 12 noon, Allatoona versus Hillgrove. So that's all Cobb County matchup. At 1:30 is going to be Calvary Day against Northside Columbus. Northside Columbus got there because the team they were due to play had COVID issues, so they walked over, and they're into the semifinal round. All Forsyth County at 3 o'clock. South Forsyth against West Forsyth. West Forsyth, I believe, beat McEachern, and we got Portal against Greenbrier in the 4:30 game. Those winners will meet each other at Georgia State for the championship, first ever championship for girls flag football in the state of Georgia. So that's how things are shaping up there. And we go back to one game we mentioned, and Ken, especially, we talked about it off the show. Prince Avenue has the quarterback that was one of the big recruits for Georgia this week, and I had a chance to get a look at Mr. Vandegrift and Friday night. Pretty impressive, Ken. And the thing of it is, I talked with his dad, who was the coach of the team, and he said at his freshman year, he was a wide receiver. He wasn't even quarterback. And he was a very good wide receiver. I saw somebody throw him a long pass, and he caught it. I said, he does that pretty well. So, yeah, he's a wide receiver, freshman year, you know. So just a very talented young man, and a lot of people in Athens were watching his name go up as that recruiting class for Georgia this week. Sounded pretty impressive. You pretty pleased with Georgia's recruiting class?
I am. I'm impressed with him, and I've watched him a couple of times. I want to get down there on Monday. Not next Monday, but Monday after Christmas to watch that Prince Avenue game. I want to see him up close. I've heard he's a really good athlete. I mean, I've seen him on TV play once or twice, and he looks it. So that doesn't surprise me that he's used to be a wide receiver, and he has a heck of an arm, that's for sure.
Yeah, he has a howitzer for him. He gets it out hot.
But I do think, just talk about this that we talked about last week. I do think he's. I mean, going from that lower class to SEC is going to be a big jump for him. So I do think he'll probably sit a year, but I don't think he'll be starting right away. But kid has a ton of potential to be good.
Yeah, he has a great potential. That's one of the better quarterbacks in the state when lower classification. You talk about Gunnar Stockton, also at Rabun County, who's committed to South Carolina. This is where the camps and the combines come in, and I don't know how some people feel about it. And, you know, the camps and the combines, they can look good. They can imitate a lot of stuff. There's still nobody with helmets and pads on trying to tackle you. But, I mean, that's where a lot of guys earn their merit on. And if they're able to do things at that level, they face that caliber of competition as far as the corners and the schemes at that level. It's still, to me, a little different when you got somebody that's ready to take you out, that's physically. But, you know, he is expected to do that. So he's part of Big Georgia recruiting class. Greg, we talked about Tech's recruiting class was big and had a lot of talent in state. Coach Collins getting a lot of guys who are really like that theme of 404 and ATL. Georgia State had 14 signees going with the theme of defense. So most of those players were on the defensive side of the ball. 11 signees at Kennesaw State. And of the 11 signees at Kennesaw State, Greg, 8 of them were from Georgia, but one of them was from Australia. Write this name down. Finn Hazel Porkington. Porkinghorn. Finn Hazel Porkinghorn. Why are you laughing at the man's name?
I'm laughing at your pronunciation of the man's name.
Finn Hazel Porkinghorn. That's his name.
Okay. Say it again.
Finn Hazel - Porkinghorn. P-O-L-K-I-N-G.
Porkinghorn?
Polking, P-O-L-K.
Okay.
And that's Hazel Porkinghorn.
Love to get that name in Scrabble.
He is from Williamstown, Australia. And you might think he's an Australian rule-style kicker. Oh, contraire Pierre. He is 6'4", 280 pounds. He's a 6'4", 280-pound defensive lineman, man, from Australia.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see this dude play. I can't wait to see him play.
Hey listen, they growing big down there in Australia. The first time I saw Luke Longley, I was like, you're from Australia? It was huge. It was built like a phone booth. So we've seen some big old athletes come. Plus, them dudes don't – they something about pain down there. It's like as if they don't feel it. You ever watch a rugby match from that place?
That's what he grew up playing. He grew up playing rugby. He's been playing football since he was like 13. But he's grew up playing rugby, and he's at Kennesaw State. Matter of way, Kennesaw State will be playing spring football. So we're about 2 months away from the start of their season, February 27th. They will play their first game of the spring season. Remember, certain schools are playing spring ball, and the Owls are playing. I think they kick off with Shorter on the 27th.
Of February. I would love to get a tape recorder and take him into a Waffle House and just listen to the conversations back and forth.
Hey, just real quick before we break, guys. We were talking about the Prince Avenue game. They're taking on Trinity Christian, who's down on the south side.
Right.
And they have a quarterback who I just learned about on Friday night, and I watched some of his tape. He's a three-star, 2022 recruit named David Dallas. That kid's good, man. The kid can throw the ball. just as well as Brock Vandegrift. So that might be a matchup coming up with Prince Avenue that people just going to sling him around.
Here's what you two do.
If not mistaken, I think just like Vandegrift, I think he's a coach's son too.
I think he is.
Here's what you two dudes need to do. You need to wrap your arms around some of these top recruits that are coming out and have them come on the show. Because much like – well, no, here's the thing. They have gone through – hoops differently than other recruits in the past. So just like we have the coaches that come on and talk about how their jobs have changed during this pandemic, how do these kids, and by extension their parents, make sure they're seen by these coaches and what the hurdles that are in front of them now? So again, you guys are mentioning all these dudes' names that nobody in our audience knows. We'd love to introduce them to them if it's possible.
Our next guest can help us with some of that, because I'm sure he's trying to get some of his talent before scouts and recruits who can't come to see him right now.
Well, tell him who it is, man.
Okay, well, coming up next, stay tuned. Coach Marcus Hood from Marietta High School will join us to talk about this team this year and about the Lemon Street Classic and navigating high school basketball during COVID-19. You stay with us. It's Sam and Greg on a game day Sunday morning.
Thank you.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. We're available radio.com app on all your devices. Stay with us.
Special Christmas. This is Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Sam and Greg with you on this Sunday morning, wherever you are. Things do to be a little rainy outside, so be careful if you have to navigate your way around the area. But not, you're just sheltering in place with a warm cup of coffee. Thanks for letting us spend some of your Sunday morning with you.
Game day. It's a game day. Come on, man.
It's a game day Sunday.
Thank you. Man, feed the beast. Man, feed us. Come on, feed us.
We got a guest who's joining us now, Greg. We talked about navigating these times of COVID-19 and being able to hold any type of sporting event. We've seen it from the highest level down to collegiate level and at the high school level. And high school basketball season is starting. Annual, this is when we see some of the best basketball, because we see teams from across the state play each other, from across town that ordinarily would not play each other during the course of the regular season. We usually see some teams coming from out of state. We're not seeing so much of that this year because of those restrictions. But one event that I've been looking forward to is taking place out of Marietta. And joining us now on the waitfor.com to talk about it is Coach Marcus Hood from Marietta High School. Coach Hood, good morning to you. Welcome to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coach?
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
Coach Hood, and now Sam, before we get into the reason we have him here to talk about, I cannot remember, so forgive me, Coach. Hey, when was the last time if you've been on with us?
Oh.
It's been a minute, right?
Yeah, it's been about 4 years, maybe.
Yeah, it's been a minute. So for the people we have not spoken to for a while, we ask this question first. It's most important. How have you and your family been during this craziness? And I don't mean heading into the holidays, this past year dealing with this pandemic.
Yeah, we're so grateful. We've been healthy, very, very grateful. Family's been healthy. Some people around us have been touched by this. One of my greatest influences in my life has been my former high school basketball coach. he's been a little sick lately, and so we're praying for him. And just, we're just grateful right now and thankful to be healthy as a family, because I know a lot of this has touched so many people, and just really mindful of that, and just loving and helpful wherever we can reach out. But I appreciate you asking.
It is that, and Coach Hood, we appreciate you having us on. Before we get into this particular event, talk about navigating during this time, just setting up a schedule, because you saw what the difficulties that football had. You guys play more games with basketball. What has it been like, just first of all, just getting to the starting gate for your season?
You have to completely change your mindset, and this is different than anything we've ever experienced, obviously, across the board, across the world. And if you would have asked me to be able to do this 12 months ago or 2 years ago, I would have said there's no way I can handle this, just mentally, because mentally, like, we are very locked in and very organized. And one word that we have to be with this whole situation is just fluid. With running the tournament we've been in, and we've probably had about 15 to 20 schedule changes within a 72-hour period, and that in itself, running a tournament, I know we're not there yet, but But just in coaching a season, it's been really tough because what you can do with your guys, when you can do that with your guys, you know, you can only do so much film. You know, obviously we can all watch, film. We can get better that way. It does make an impact, does make an influence. But if you don't rep physically, then you're not getting the muscle memory that you need to be able to execute when you can't think. And we still have a little bit of a young team. And so that's been as we started to turn a curve, you know, we get quarantined, you know, and then you're out for 14 days. And so you're doing your film work, you're doing, you know, you're trying to hold guys accountable to getting their cardio in, getting their legs in, and, you know, you know, you got to count on people to do their thing. And you know, one thing in this world that sometimes happens is you can't count on people, you know, so you learn who you can count on. You learn who you have to continue to influence, to be better. You learn a lot of those things about your team through a situation as this.
Marietta High School basketball coach Marcus Hood joining Sam McGray here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, Coach, tell us everything we need to know about the Lemon Street Classic you guys are participating in, but the history behind it, the name, everything that folks need to know that don't know about this.
Wow, I wish I could tell you all that in one phone call. it is, first of all, I want to just be thankful to Jay Cunningham, Superior Plumbing, for just helping us get this off the ground. John Sylvia at Zaxby's right down the street here, South Marietta Parkway. Without people like that, we could not get this off the ground. So let me take you back to 3 years ago, 2.5, 3 years ago, when we got the job here, Marietta. Dr. Rivera spoke in one of our pre-planning meetings to the district, and he started to unfold to us, which was new to us, Lemon Street High School. We'd never heard of it. We didn't know about it. And in the history, in the rich history and the tradition that was built there, where we get the phrase at Marietta called be somebody. And that comes from Ben Wilkins, the longtime football basketball coach there at Lemon Street High School, an incredible man. And as us coaches started to listen to the stories that just unfolded, we were just literally in tears, like listening to this presentation and understanding the people that had gone before us and in our community to unify our community, you know, and our mission and our job with basketball is we want to use the game of basketball. We want to leverage the game of basketball to unite and inspire our community, you know, and we had run a tournament before in the past, run a very, very good tournament where we were before. And so we knew how to do that. But the difference in Lemon Street is we wanted to give a platform for Lemon Street alumni to tell their story, to be connected, and to be a part and united with us in this community. We started with that very first day we left that meeting. We went back to the coach's office, and Coach Marquise, who is now the head boys coach at Sprayberry, he mentioned, he said, you know, Coach, he said, we've always wanted to wear Lemon Street uniforms if we ever played for a state championship here. And so our wheels started turning. I said, why don't we do it now? Let's not wait. And so that very year, we had a Lemon Street alumni game, and we played an old rival, which is Cherokee High School up the road. And we tried to get as much alumni out as we could. And, you know, the response was great. We had a good little section of former Lemon Street families and alumni, and then people whose families went to Lemon Street. You know, they came out to the game. You know, we found a yearbook picture where they formed an L, you know, prior to the game. And so we came out in front of the crowd, and our kids lined up in an L formation to honor them. And we wore Lemon Street uniforms. They weren't the exact ones, but it was the best we could get at the time. And the response was great. And so our minds started thinking even more. It's like, you know, one game and one community against one opponent doesn't give them the platform that they deserve. And so we were 2 years in the making of planning this tournament that's opening up now as the Lemon Street Classic, because we want our tournament to be the best in the country, or compete to be the best in the country. We didn't want to be just like everybody else. You know, there's several tournaments around the country that are very well known, and that they're great basketball venues, and we want to be that too. But ours is different because we want to give a platform to represent a community and an alumni base that was solid in everything. Their band was incredible. Their academics were good. Their athletics were good. Football, basketball, they won state championships, you know. And we wanted to give them a place to call home. And we wanted our tournament to tell a story. unfortunately, this is just this pandemic year has impacted some of that stuff. And I know that we had a lot of the alumni that were coming to the inaugural game last night and could not make it just because of, you know, again, just everybody's a little apprehensive with COVID. And so we definitely get that. So that's why we want to provide a streaming option for those people. We played their fight song at the end of the game last night. It was really, really cool to be a part of that. And so, again, that's where our tournament is just different. It tells a story. You can go to our website, LemonStreetClassic.com. You can download the app at Lemon Street Classic. You can read the history. We're posting things. You know, we have a former guy that went to the NBA, Julius Keys, went to the NBA. And you know, there's so many people, again, that nobody knows about. Nobody knows their story. And we know that all the stories aren't hunky-dory. All the stories aren't just perfect and pie-in-the-sky stuff. And that's okay, too. We want to give a platform for those alumni and families to tell a story. We want to connect with people whose younger grandchildren that have, you know, their grandfather, grandmother went to Lemon Street, you know, and we want them to be able to connect back and understand the history of their family, you know. And so it is still just the tip of the iceberg where we are right now and kicking this thing off.
Right.
We are just at the beginning of the vision that we have for this entire thing.
You did a great job with that. Again, the namesake Lemon Street is derived from the area's only school for minorities during segregation. The last graduation class was 1966 before its integration with Marietta High School. And you guys feel it's your duty to ensure that their legacy continues. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I know you want to ask Coach Hood a question there, Mr. Crenshaw. Again, joined by Marcus Hood, Marietta High School head basketball coach.
Just that you guys got started yesterday, and you still got two more days if people want to come out. How many people can attend? I know you guys are going to be playing again Monday. Greg McEachern plays in the 7 o'clock game Monday evening.
Shout out, Lost Mountain.
I know you want to know that, but there's still more basketball Monday and Tuesday, Coach. If people want to come out, and how can people get out and see it?
Well, yeah, you can go to the app, download the app. You can pay for your tickets online that way. You can use a credit card. We want to be contactless. Everybody coming to the event must download the app to show. We've got to do the COVID screening questions, and you have to go through those. And that's just a simple, quick way so that we don't hold you up at the gate when you come in. You can show you're clear to come in. Games are located. Obviously, the schedule's been adjusting. The games are located on the app. You can download the app and get that. You can get off the website. That is the most updated information, as you know. We've had calls from teams as of the day of the game yesterday to quarantine, and they couldn't come. And then we're picking up other teams. It's an amazing event. We're using two locations. There is a limited capacity at 30%. So we want to keep everybody safe. Masks are required to come in and enjoy the event. There are two locations, Marietta High School, Marietta Middle School, and our restrictions are right at 748 for the full attendance. We have an overflow room just in case we get crowded. We do have Sandy Creek coming, who is the number three player in the country, and it's going to be some great basketball coming up.
Fantastic. I'm seeing some of the names and some of the teams that are just incredible. If you watch high school basketball in the area, you've got Norcross there. You got Evans from down there, Augusta, Heritage, Grovetown. You got Tucker coming over there. My buddy Coach Hartree and his crew coming over there. Tri-Cities has a tremendous program. Parkview, Valdosta come all the way from South Georgia. And Warner Robins, just a fantastic job. Coach, we salute you for what you're doing. And I know some people
Absolutely.
Personally who attended Lemon Street back in the day, and they're awfully proud of what you're doing. I hope to come by and see you, spend some time with you. But thanks so much for spending some time with us, explaining the event, telling us the story of Lemon Street Classic.
That was great. And again, he couldn't have done a better job because there was some history there that I actually had to sit down and take some notes to because I didn't know about.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we've got more.
Thanks so much.
We've got more. I can't. Yep.
Well, thank you so much, Coach. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Y'all have a great day. Thank you.
Happy holidays, Coach. Thank you. Yeah, that was great, Sam. Again, and he's a great interview. You love them dudes, man, because you just say hello, then you go get a cup of coffee.
Well, he had something there was to a explain lot of history. That.
Yeah, he absolutely did. Yeah. He absolutely did. And, again, there was a lot of stuff there that I didn't know about. And you were talking about Lemon Street. I was like, you know, I ain't from around here, man. Fill me in. And he sure did. He sure did. All right, you guys looking for some jobs during this time of year? Unfortunately, there's a lot of you out there that are. While the productions have kind of tapered down, there are still opportunities for you. And we got ourselves a new home, meaning casting call. I'm going to tell you where it is and what's up there through the holidays. That's up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Ho, ho, the mistletoe.
The heart of the entertainment world.
Bring you a slice of life from that crazy world they call Hollywood.
Everything Hollywood, live from Hollywood South. This is The Casting Call with Greg Clarkson.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sam, you want to believe this? We finally got a spot for Casting Call. Now, mind you, it ain't as easy to get to as it used to be. I mean, it's pretty easy if you guys just type in 92.9thegame.com/castingcall. You got to physically type that in. But there's no link on the website. But right now, if you go to our website and you scroll down past the pictures of the day part shows, you know, you got John and Hugh and Andy and Randy and Dukes and Bell and Chuckery. You go down, and the fourth one down, you'll see Casting Call, jobs in front of and behind the camera. But again, if you just type in 92.9thegame.com/castingcall, it will take you to the page where the list will live from now on. And I put one up because it's the holidays. And normally, you don't do anything during this time of year, right, Sam? It's just everybody's kind of shutting down. But what I haven't done in past years is push the opportunities that are behind the camera as much. For those, I'm not saying there's a ton of them, but there are some. And I walk you through, starting at Georgia.org, where to find the jobs behind the camera, the carpenter jobs, the electrician jobs, the hairdresser jobs, the drivers, all those jobs behind the camera will still be looked to be filled during the holidays.
Yeah, so, those are big jobs. I know a schoolmate of mine who is a driver, and mm-hmm. that's just what she does, and she's been doing it for a number of years, and you know, she started out with it and just made a career out of it. That's what she's doing.
So there's a few in front of the camera, but most of the three casting directors that I put up there are basically trying to fill up their database for some upcoming shows that they have going in January, some scenes that are going to be shot in January. Destination Casting, Casting Tailor-Made, and Casting All Talent. And you'll see these are ongoing needs or sort of generic, but this is a perfect time to get yourself situated and find out what's going on. Hit the ground running in January. So again, for the behind-the-camera jobs, I'll walk you through those. The link to the Georgia Department of Health, where you have to get that number for those of you that are minors. All right, so you have to be at least 18. Otherwise, you got to have the certificate number. I said health? Georgia Department of Labor, excuse me. That link takes you there. Yeah, that would be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, and again, this is one of those that I'm sort of fracturing our audience because there's not a lot of people who will care about this, but there's a number of people who've been driving me crazy of a certain age that remember when a station I used to work at was what we are now, and that was 96 Rock. And one of the things that you see all throughout the city is 96 Rock tags. This was a thing of all the radio stations, and I'm surprised that we were the only ones that did that. You know, they had a license tag for their station, and people would put them upside down. Anyway, I'm not getting into all that stuff again. I will tell you that I know where you can find those. And people have been asking me, can I get these as Christmas presents? You got a week or so left, but yeah. And you know who's doing it? Willard.
Who's that?
Willard. Really? Willard Arbor. Willard from 96 Rock has got a Facebook page where you can go to. Now, he's got two of them that say Willard at 96 Rock, and one of them's color and one of them's black and white. You want to go to the one that's color. Anyway, he's selling those tags. So I'm just pointing you in that direction for those of you who still remember those days and want to put a tag on the front of your car, turn it upside down, whatever. Willard is your man. They're inexpensive. They don't cost that much, and you can hand them out to folks for Christmas presents. And Bill Seller is the guy who I direct you toward as far as voiceover work. I mean, whatever it is, getting started, or you need another piece of equipment, or you need your demo done, or you need somebody to record you, or you want somebody to come to your house and do it. Bill is it. He's across the board. He is, you know, he's the best guy I know as far as from top to bottom, soup to nuts, to help you out. You go to his website, BillDoesVoices.com. Check out everything. because I mentioned this a couple weeks ago too. I know a couple people that gave out voiceover lessons or paid for somebody's demo to be done by Bill as a Christmas present.
Okay.
And that's a unique present. Now think about that, man.
That's an idea. That's an idea.
Right, Bill? And you can work it out with Bill. You know, when the pandemic eases down a little bit, maybe he'll come to your place. You can come to his place. He can do stuff via Zoom. But whatever it is, a class with Bill Seller is not a bad present. Or, and he's got different price levels. There's not one. It depends on what you want. That'll depend on, you know, whatever the charge is. So, again, this is a guy who... will provide you with, hopefully, if you want to, and you got to want this, but it's a revenue stream that you can take until they put you 6 feet under. As long as you got a voice, you can do voiceover work. You don't have to have a trained Sam Crenshaw kind of voice. You guys just got to sound like whatever the folks are looking for that particular day. So, again, you guys got any questions, my email address is on the Cassie Call list down there toward the bottom, actually, where I show you how, tell you how to submit yourself, greg.clarksonintercom.com. You got any questions? You just shoot me an email. But this list is going to be up for the next couple weeks, kind of our holiday list. It's generic, but again, most of the action is going to go toward Georgia.org and where those jobs are behind the camera. So, Sammy Gregg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Speaking of show business, something happened this past week that got everybody's attention, and it didn't even happen here in America, but it was an American production being shot over in, well, it's been over in Scandinavia for a while. I just say Europe right now. But, man, you heard the audio coming out of Tom Cruise and Mission Impossible 7?
Yep.
Not happy, huh?
Pardon? Well, again, let's be clear about one thing. This is not Tom Cruise, the actor, standing up trying to be all rah-rah. Come on, guys, let's wear our mask and let's do... No, this is Tom Cruise, the executive producer.
Exactly.
Who reached in his pockets and pulled money out to help make this production happen. This is the guy who a couple months ago, and I don't know if I mentioned it here, I thought I did, that because of the pandemic and the struggles that they were dealing with, I think it was off the coast of one of those Scandinavian countries, Norway or Sweden or whatever, but he paid for two cruise ships at $700,000 a week. $700,000 a week to, and listen, I could be wrong on the amount of time. It might be a day. I don't know how much a cruise ship costs to rent, but he rented two of them for a few weeks so they could finish production in that particular area. So, yeah, I got no problem with him. And now there's been some other pictures that showed that he was standing next to somebody. Listen, actors are wearing their masks right up to the time they start delivering their lines. There is no reason for any other crew member ever to take off their mask. But the actors know, and that's the protocol in place on most sets, that you wear your mask up until when you got to do your scene. And whoever you're doing your scene with, if you're up close and on, you know, these actors that are, I don't know if they're kissing or yelling at each other, right, and spits flying everywhere, there's some tests that have been taken, multiple tests that have been taken before that scene was shot, just to make sure that nobody's passing, you know, Rona back and forth. But I, you know, most people agreed that they, you know, agreed with him 100%. You know, George Clooney came out and said, I don't know that I'd be yelling while I did this. But, you know, here's the thing. You don't know whether or not he was calm in his first maybe one or two deliveries about what was going on with the crew and what he had seen. And then it was time to turn into what he turned into. But this is an ongoing struggle for all of these productions, whether it's over in Europe and whatever they're dealing with there. But here, I mean, not too long ago, Rock finished up Red Notice. Now, he was supposed to finish that in March. And this is a dude that goes from one, you know, one job to another. So imagine the chain reaction of this pandemic and how it affected so many productions. And then the ones that got started and it had to stop. We talked about that, Sam, when I started bringing Casting Call back. That the production A was up and running and this casting director is looking for X, Y, and Z. And then I come back the next week, go, oh, well, somebody tested positive and they had to shut things down. I mean, that's what happened, and it continues to happen. Yep. And the bigger budget movies productions, because there's TV shows that are big budget too, they don't have time to deal with people who have a stance. It's like, well, it's my right not to wear a mask. Take your you-know-what home. We're here to do some work, okay? And if you feel that way, we support you. That's fine, but you can't do it here. You can't. They've already cut down the number of people on crews, where you normally would see 100 people plus is down to 50 cut those in half. The amount of extras, too. There's some productions that have come back that I was talking about before the pandemic when they came back because of the amount of people they had to cut. I didn't put them on Casting Call because what they were doing is recalling some of the people they used before. It's just, you know, you guys want to come back to work? We know you. If you take the test, boom, 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 we got it done. The other thing is, and I will let you know this because I know this firsthand. I had some trepidation, and I didn't talk about this last week, and I told you where I had to go. I had my fitting for the latest production I've been blessed to be booked on, okay? And I think I was telling you, Sam, that I was a little anxious, right? Because I had to go take my first COVID test.
Yeah.
And
yep.
You do not make it any easier because every time I mention COVID test to you, you talk about, I don't want nobody shoving no Q-tip up in my brain, right? And you thinking that's the way it's continued to be done. And that's not the case.
But no, they got different forms. They got different ways of doing it.
Well, across the board now, everybody.
I'm just saying what happened to me. That's how.
Okay. Well, they ain't doing that no more. It's just right up in there and they whisk it around on the inside.
They're not doing it anymore.
I don't know if any place is doing it. I don't know if any place is doing it that way anymore. Apparently, across the board, it's just whisk it. You know, kind of like the what's that ride we used to have at the carnivals, the scrambler. You stick the Q-tip up your nose and scramble around about 10 times and then do your other nostril. Okay. And then boom, that's it. And then you put it in a tube and bada bing, bada boom, bitty boop, you're done. So nobody's going up doing all kinds of Indiana Jones up in your brain. All right, it's just a whisk on the inside. You're good to go. So this happened this past week. And like I said, I was not looking forward to it. But everything worked out okay. So,
yeah,
but I was good.
That's good.
I was just, saying, man. It was a little. I had trepidation, and I was not a good person to be around leading up to that time. So, thank the folks out.
You stayed away from everything. Going on.
I go to the store. I come home. Walk Jesse, yeah. Not walk Jesse, but do some stuff with you. Come home. I have to go see Pops. I can't do anything about that. I got to go down into that petri dish called Florida. I come back as quick as I can, though. But yeah, why? We've been out to restaurants. We go out and do what we need to do. But, every time I come back home, I get a call from somebody and they tell me that so-and-so tested positive. So why? And then I'm more worried about getting it and then getting the call and I got to go to Florida and deal with him, and if I can't because I've got the virus, that's going to be a problem. That's going to be a big problem. Or if I have it and I go down and give it to him, so I'm waking about that. 8 o'clock hour. We are here for another hour before we turn things over to the Wait For Tailgate Show. It's a full day of football around here. You heard Mr. Crenshaw. Game day Sunday. Well, up next, we are going to start talking about some of the games. We're going to revisit the college day with Chris Mahler next. Later on in the hour, we're going to talk today's matchups in the NFL with D. Orlando Ledbetter. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Da's little talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.